Have you ever wondered, why is the church so blah? And what can I do about it? I mean, I'm committed to it. I love it. I love God. And I want to make a difference. But sometimes it feels like the biggest obstacle in my way is the church itself. Well, my name is Pastor Marcus, and I want to welcome you to the Pomo Pastor blog. You can check out my website at www.pomopastor.com. And this is going to be the official Pomo Pastor podcast, where every week I'm going to talk about these very questions. I'm going to talk about faith and the vibrancy of faith and how it should relate to our culture. I'm going to talk about Adventism, because I'm a Seventh-day Adventist, right? And so this is a struggle for us as Adventists. And if you're not an Adventist, trust me, you still want to listen in, because what I'm going to say applies to everyone. But some of the time, I'm going to speak directly from that platform, because that's my worldview. And I want to talk about not only faith and Adventism, but I want to talk about culture. I want to talk about this world that we live in. This is why it's called Pomo Pastor, because it deals directly with postmodern, post-Christian, post-secular culture. How do we communicate the beauty of what we have to say to a world that has turned a deaf ear on us? So this first episode here, this is just an introduction. This is just me saying, what's up, guys? Hello. Check it out. Check out what's going to be happening here. Tune in every week, every month for new episodes. Subscribe and check it out, because I'm going to be wrestling with these questions. I'm going to be interviewing some really cool guys. Most of you probably know a lot of them. I'm going to be getting them on the show. We're going to interview them, and we're going to talk about this intersection of faith, of culture, of Adventism. And again, if you're not an Adventist, still tune in, because you're going to hear some stuff that's going to be like, wow, we need this in our faith community as well. So have you ever struggled with those things? You know, have you ever felt like, you know what, I want to make a difference, but it feels like the main obstacle for me is actually the church itself. It's there, and I want to be a part of it, and I want to use it, and I want to do some awesome stuff through it. But it's like, I got to go through these people who's, I don't even know where their heads are at. If that's you, then definitely hang out with us here at the podcast. Visit the website, pomopastor.com. Check me out on Facebook, facebook.com/pomopastor, where I post every week live videos and different thoughts and ideas. And check me out on Instagram as well, /pomopastor there too. So I've dropped a question on you, and you may be thinking, Marcus, are you actually going to answer my question, or are you just going to leave me hanging? Well, I'm going to leave you hanging a little bit, because, again, this is just a welcome. But I want to promise you this, that in the coming weeks and months on this podcast, we're going to be interviewing people, and we're going to be talking about this very thing. And my goal is to be able to equip you, whether you're a pastor or just a church member who's not in full-time ministry. I want everyone to be equipped to be able to make the difference that God has called you to make through the church and through the gifts and talents that He has given you. If you head over to my Facebook right now, this week we've got an awesome article up called Nick Thune and Why the Modern Church Has Failed. I want you to read that article, and I want you to interact and hang out with me on Facebook, because we're going to be talking about some of the very things that the questions in today's podcast have to address. And I would love to hear your thoughts. Take care, guys. God bless. Good to hang out.